Right now, white supremacists and others protested in Charlottesville, Virginia this weekend against the removal of a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee. Here's Jason Kessler, organizer of the Unite the Right rally, speaking on CNN.
The statue itself is symbolic of a lot of larger issues. The primary three issues are preserving history against this censorship and revisionism, this political correctness. The second issue is being allowed to advocate for your interests as a white person, just like other groups are allowed to advocate for their interests politically. And then finally, this is about free speech. We are simply trying to express ourselves and do a demonstration.
In response, hundreds of vigils and solidarity rallies were held across the country yesterday in support of the residents of Charlottesville, Virginia, and the counter-protesters who were there. Rallies were held in several Wisconsin communities, including Marshfield, La Crosse, Oshkosh, Appleton, Richland Center, Madison, Milwaukee, and more.
We'll hear about the Madison rally in just a few minutes. Right now, John Fleissner was one of the organizers of the Milwaukee event. He's an organizer with the group Industrial Workers of the World, a grassroots labor union, and also a public school teacher. John, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Why did you think it was important to organize a rally in Milwaukee after the violence this weekend in Charlottesville?
Well, I had been speaking with some people that were attending the counter-protest in Charlottesville. And even before these events happened, we knew the severity of the situation. We thought that there could be a death tomorrow, just based on some of the rhetoric that was coming out of the far right news channels. So we knew the seriousness of the situation, and I was watching the events unfold on social media, and we got word that the car had driven high speed into the counter demonstration, and at least one person was killed. So we felt we needed to do something. We felt we needed to show that people in our community are paying attention to this, and that we wanted to express our values as a community, and that, you know, we don't want hate to have a home here. We don't want these types of ideas, these fascist ideas, to be spreading into our communities, and that we wanted to show that we're willing to stand up to these ideas, and that there's a mass base of people who oppose these white supremacist ideas and these fascist ideas.
WPR reporter Chuck Kornbach was at the Milwaukee rally. He talked to attendee Brian Verdeen.
Charlottesville is Milwaukee, is Chicago, is Seattle, is USA, America, and this could have happened anywhere in USA, where the Nazis, fascists rear their ugly head. You may recall it wasn't too long ago they even surfaced in West Dallas, and we were able to greet them with thousands of citizens. So it's just important to be on guard wherever fascism, Nazis, racists rear their head. The good citizens of the USA need to stand up and be there. And it's just so tragic that this young woman lost her life so ruthlessly.
And do you think that this is something, I mean, now in the news, we're going to say Charlottesville and everybody knows we're going to be talking about, but is this something that could happen here, a similar rally, do you think, John?
Yeah, I think that we have to be paying attention to those kinds of things. I mean, we have seen these neo-Nazi rallies happening in Milwaukee in the past. There's a history of it. There was a shooting at the Sikh Temple of Wisconsin years back. There was a neo-Nazi rally in 2011 here. So, yeah, we're keeping an eye on, you know, like what these groups are doing and what they're planning, because we don't think that they should be allowed a platform here or anywhere. And we'll be there to confront them and to show that our community stands up to this kind of hateful, violent rhetoric.
What kind of sentiments did you hear at the march and vigil this weekend?
Well, there was about 500 people there, I believe, maybe upwards of 500 people, and that just goes to show how horrified people are about this event, and, you know, people willing to stand up to the growing hate in this country. A lot of speakers talked about the need for solidarity with our immigrant neighbors who are bearing the brunt of some of this xenophobic rhetoric, and the need to support movements like Black Lives Matter. So we wanted to hit the streets and show that we're not afraid to take the streets of our neighborhood.
Here's March attendee Susan Beadle sharing her thoughts with WPR's Chuck Kornbach.
Oh, I'm very concerned. I think it's really tragic that this was allowed to happen, because the groups who gathered in Charlottesville from all around the country, this is what they intended to do all along. They're groups that openly are armed and want to beat people up and kill people who don't agree with them, who they Mark as being not completely human.
No, sorry. I don't.
They're, you know, racist. They're fascist. They were hiding under their rocks, under their riding little pits under rocks until Trump was elected. And then they were given the go-ahead.
As you see it, John, is this something? I mean, there have been neo-Nazi groups, Klan-affiliated groups over the years. Do you see a resurgence happening?
Yeah, I think that the far right has been emboldened under the Trump administration. I mean, Trump rose to power with this anti-immigrant sentiment, the xenophobic sentiment, that the cause of problems in this country are immigrant workers who are our neighbors and our coworkers. I think that really gave rise and gave a venue to some of these people who have been preaching this all along, and they saw an opening, and they want to recruit from the base of conservatives who have voted for Trump and bring them even further to the right. I think that this is definitely a growing sentiment.
As we wrap up, we heard that clip from CNN, right? Unite the Right organizer Jason Kessler saying this is about preserving history from censorship, erasure, political correctness, this argument over statues of General Robert E. Lee and others. How do you respond?
Well, I think that that's like a sort of a thinly veiled a cover for their true ideas, which is that they believe that white people are superior. They're saying that they're protecting the legacy of the South, but the legacy of the South is the legacy of slavery. So, you know, they're going to use this sort of language to kind of soften down their rhetoric. But I think that that's not going to work. I think that we've seen through this event that their true intentions is violence and oppression of marginalized communities, and to silence the people who are asserting themselves and standing up for the rights who have not been given those rights previously. So I think that people see right through that.
John, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
John Fleisner is an organizer with Industrial Workers of the World. He was involved in a vigil yesterday in Milwaukee. Now Central Time producer Jay Carlisle Larson is with us to talk about another vigil in Madison last night. JC, hi.
Hi, Rob.
So describe last night's vigil.
So last night, this event was organized by a number of local advocacy groups, such as Indivisible Wisconsin and the Wisconsin Progressive Alliance. It happened on the Capitol steps near State Street. And, you know, I would say probably 150 to 200 people, if I had to eyeball it and estimate, you know, showed up and, you know, lit candles and were really there in solidarity with, you know, the people of Charlottesville.
And who spoke at the vigil?
There were a fair amount of speakers. I'm not going to go into all of them since we don't have time, but there were representatives from groups such as the Industrial Workers of the World, such as, as we just heard from John Fleissner, he's also from that organization, members of the LGBTQ community, elected officials like Mayor Paul Soglin of Madison, as well as Alders Morris Cheeks, Barbara McKinney, and Shiva Bidar, as well as faith leaders like Jonathan Beitch.
So you got some audio, set something up for us. What did you hear?
Yeah, so, you know, one of the sentiments that I took away from the event yesterday was a call for introspection and not to think of this as something that can happen elsewhere. In particular, Sheila Stubbs spoke. She is the second vice chair on the Dane County Board of Supervisors. This is what she had to say.
Let me talk about Madison, Wisconsin, our home, and Dane County. We have some issues right here in our own backyard, so let's not always look everywhere else when we're not looking right here at home. Yes. It might not be lynching in Madison, Wisconsin, but we're still fighting a good fight for quality education, for civil rights, for protection, for fair rights. How about $15 an hour rights?
You know, Sheila Stubbs, you know, went on to say that there were a number of things that they needed to fight for. But for the most part, the sentiment was we need to start looking introspectively to make sure that this doesn't continue.
JC, thanks for joining us.
No problem.
That was Jay Carlisle Larson, Central Time producer.
I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network.